Good morning, everyone. So a couple weeks ago, Pastor Mike talked about sometimes the message is a message for the person giving the message. It's something that was been put on our heart for us to learn about. Today's message is not about something that I've learned and conquered, but it's a message about my struggle, something that I am walking through. For those of you that don't know, my name is Justin, and I'm a failure in every aspect of my life. I'm a failure. As a parent, the countless poor parenting decisions, at times I've been disengaged and not present like I should have been. As a husband, I'm a failure as well. I can be demanding, overbearing. I don't tend to let go of things that I probably should. And far too often, I keep score. Physically, I'm a failure as well. Over the last 5, 6, 7 years, I've gained and lost the same 20 or 30 pounds almost every year. During that same time frame, there are times when I've been able to run 5 miles, and there's times when I've barely been able to run from the couch to the refrigerator. Academically, I'm a failure as well. I graduated high school with a full year of college completed, and it took me another 8 years to get a 2-year degree. Career-wise, at this point in my life, I would have assumed I would have been much further along than the very entry-level supervisory position that I currently hold. Spiritually, I'm a failure as well. Been countless poor decisions, things that I've done that have fallen well short of the glory of God, and sins far too numerous to count, and that I often fear I will not be able to bear the judgment of them. See, Satan seeks to destroy all of us, each and every one of us. Some people, he seeks to destroy you through temptation, putting things in your life that will draw you away from God. For some people, it's addiction. He puts something in your life that you try to use to replace God. For some people, it's greed. You chase after something other than God. For some people, it's a full frontal assault on who you are. leaves you questioning what you have to offer to friends and family and what you could possibly contribute to the kingdom of God. I'm not alone in this boat. I'm sure there's a lot of people here today that are dealing with the same things. Maybe you've done something that makes you worry or question your value before God. Sometimes it's not something that you've done as much as it is something that somebody has done to you that leaves you questioning your own value. And sometimes it's just the circumstances of life. You wonder, based upon what has happened, what you can give. See, for those that struggle with that, that fight in that battlefield, it's an all-encompassing fight. We feel the heavy weight of Satan's punch on our heart, the searing touch of him on our soul. We feel his hot, dry breath on our mind. And we feel or we smell the sulfur of his presence in our future. For those that struggle in this battlefield, it robs you of personal relationships that are so critical, they're so key to living with or having a positive, vibrant relationship with God. We often talk about community, but when you fight in this battlefield, you keep everyone at arm's length. You don't see the value. You don't see the areas, the opportunities for you to speak truth. You only fear additional judgment. You run from the weight that may add to your already insurmountable burden. Spiritually, it leaves you questioning. What can I give? What value can I bring and it takes away the calling that God has placed on you. It separates you. There's a barrier between that relationship between you and God. It's almost as if we spend our entire lives running from the shadows from our past. But that being said, we're all children of God. We're all, in a sense, messengers of God. We are all ambassadors of God. And what glory does it bring to God if we are broken and defeated? See, we're called to be shining testimonies to His greatness, to His glory. We are all soldiers in the mighty army of God, and no great general sends his soldiers into battle ill-equipped to be slaughtered. And that is why God is so perfect and so powerful that he has given us a pathway. He's given us a promise to find our way out of the darkness. Psalms 55, verse 22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Cast your cares on the Lord. I don't care how strong you are or how strong you think you are. There is not a single person that can shoulder the burden of their past. You can try, but it will be a house of cards that one puff of air will bring down. God knows that. And that's why he says, "Give it to me. I and I alone can bear this," he says. You can't. Just give it to me. Lay it down. And I will protect you. Give it to me. He and he alone can shoulder that burden. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Here again he's saying, just give it to me. I don't care what it is. Give it to me. And not only will you give it to me, will I take it on? I will erase it from the record book. You will not be weighed down with the burden, with the shadow of your past. I will carry it, and I will erase it. It's a freeing promise. It's unbreaking the chains. Isaiah 43, verse 18, and this has been a very popular verse in our church this year. It says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past." He's telling you again, just let it go. Just leave it in the past. Look forward. Look to me. Verse 19 says, "See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Because when you lay it down, when you give it over, he will raise you up as something new. Something that will bring glory to him, that will have a powerful testimony that can be shared. The verse talks about wilderness. See, today, a lot of people like to go out to the wilderness. I personally don't, but it's a way to get away. But in Isaiah's time, it was dangerous. You didn't just go out into wilderness to get away and relax. If you went out into the wilderness, there's a chance you weren't coming back. But God says, I am going to take that wilderness and I am going to make a path that will bring you to safety. Talks about the desert or a wasteland. It's empty. It's barren. And it's lifeless. But the amazing thing about the desert is if it ever rains there, and when it does, life springs up everywhere. Beautiful, vibrant flowers. And that's what God is promising. I know your past makes you feel like you're in a wasteland, but I am going to put a river through there that will give you life, that will allow you to enjoy life. But with that, there comes a calling. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 19, verse 19, or verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All of this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So after he brings you to life, takes away your past, sets you free, we're not called to hoard that, to keep it to ourselves. We are given a mission to go out and share the good news, to free other people by explaining to them how we freed ourselves, how we laid it down and we let God carry the burdens. It's not something to keep bundled up. It's something to share. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, not that I have already obtained all of this or have arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. Paul's saying, it's going to be a struggle. It's hard. There are going to be days when you feel you're further away, that you won't have a hold of it. But you gotta keep on fighting. You gotta keep stretching and running towards that goal, towards heaven, towards peace, towards a life where you can enjoy the glory of God, abundant, fruitful, and powerful. And he says there yet again, forget the past. Let it be. Lay it down and look ahead. Jesus Christ says so much in one of the most direct passages that I've seen. People have come to him and they want to follow him. So he says, all right, let's go. And the first guy's like, well, I have a few things that I need to take care of. And the second one says, I want to follow you, but I need a few days. And in the end, in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus says this, no one who puts a hand on the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. You see, if you're always going to be looking back, you can't look to him. You have to let go of those shadows of your past in order to walk with him. You see, we're all running. Every single one of us in here today is running. We have a fundamental choice about which way we run. See, you can run from your past and run away from the sun. But when you run away from the sun, your shadow is always in front of you. Sometimes just a little bit, and sometimes it's a long shadow. There is not a single person, no matter how fast they are, when they are running from the sun, can outrun their shadow. If you don't believe me, there's a lot of runners here in Higher Hope. Just ask any of them. They will tell you if the sun is behind them, their shadow is always in front of them. But we have a second choice. We can run towards the sun. And when we run towards the sun, our shadow is always behind us. See, the problem is that some of you here today are still spelling sun, S-U-N, and you should be spelling sun, S-O-N. Because when you're running towards him, his glory will rain down. And it will strip your past away from you. It will no longer be in front of you. It will always be behind you. And you will be able to enjoy abundant life. I don't know where everyone is today, but I do know that we're all struggling in this area. And I want to take this opportunity today to open up our crosses. And if today's the day that you want to lay down your past, you want to free yourself from that burden, please take that opportunity. Hand it over to Him so that you can enjoy abundant, powerful, exciting life. So as they play this last song, I'll be over here at the cross. And if you want to come up, we can pray together.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling.
Father, we come before you today, broken, carrying our past, but we want to give that burden to you. And I pray that for all of us that are hurting today, that are carrying those burdens of the past, that you will lift them. And you will show us your glory. You will allow us and give us the strength and the courage to stop running from our past, but run to your Son so that we can enjoy all that you have to offer. In your name we pray.